channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
Good morning, listener. A warm good morning from a beautiful and very sunny Dymchurch in the country. Here we are. It is, of course, Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day, and we're having a flipping good time. It's me and my amazing guest. It's Neil Haffenden from Canterbury. You know, where, if you're listening, Nurse Liz Gilson, where the pilgrims were doing a pilgrimage. Very famous Canterbury Cathedral. And Neil's company is Rethink E-commerce, and he and I had a chat before Christmas. When was it, Neil? Was it about October?
A good couple of months ago now, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Neil Haffenden, and I know it was a Friday, wasn't it? Sort of, we were slope off Friday about 5:30.
I think so, yeah. It was a good Friday meeting, finished nice and early from the office.
Yeah, and you were panicking because I decided to get the bus and you were worried about quite how much I was going to drink. My Prosecco my Prosecco intake shocked you, I believe.
Yeah, I think one or two bottles were taken that time.
So we had a really, really constructive meeting about e-commerce. So I said to Neil, right, you've got to come on in the new year and talk about it. Because at that time, because we were just going into Christmas and Christmas puddings and turkeys. But now we're back into business. We're February, got a spring in our step. So Neil is our resident expert from Rethink E-commerce. You can follow him on our Twitter line. So we're on at Scoff Quaff and at Jules Serkin and at UK Food Show. You can choose one of those to tweet in. Tweet in your events and what you're up to. We'd like to know. And also, what's your favourite pancake filling? Now, Neil, what's your favourite pancake? Are you sort of a savoury or a sweetie?
It's got to be sweet. Chocolate and cream, surely.
Oh, really?
Some ice cream in there.
Now, listener, he's got snake hips. He's a little skinny thing. So, you know, that's really unfair that you like chocolate and cream. And will you make them yourself or will you get them out of a packet?
I'd probably take the shortcut.
Get a box.
Always taking the shortcut when it comes to cooking, yeah. I'm afraid.
What's your favourite meal ever in your life?
Well, it's a tough question, but I think I am partial to a good calzone. That is what I usually go for every time I go for an Italian. And there's lots of good Italian restaurants in Canterbury. And I do like to sample the best calzones and rate them.
Okay, so are we going to name any restaurants in Canterbury?
Yeah, I'd definitely say the best one is Pinocchio's.
Oh, yeah, Pinocchio's is lovely in Castle Street. Yeah,
really good, authentic Italian. Like, yeah. Actually run by Italian people.
Well established.
Yeah, it's been there for a long time.
It has. Yeah. Family run.
I think so, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, Calzone. So this is a place that we're going to look out for Pinocchio's. And when you next go in, you can say that you gave him a shout.
I'm not sure why a pizza does taste better when you fold it in half, but it seems to work.
I've got a little house on a mountain in Moreira, which is Alicante, Valencia. And there's a nice piazza there. And there's a place there called Pizza Tiger.
Right.
And they do fabulous pizzas and calzones as well. So really, really nice. And I know what you mean. There's something gorgeous about a calzone.
Yeah.
And good toppings and good fillings.
Mm, yeah.
So if I could get you on a... because I went, I must tell you about this, listener. I was invited to a cookery an actual lesson, Vietnamese. Neil.
Right, okay. Yeah, I've been to Vietnam. They've got some amazing dishes out there.
Well, I cooked pho.
Right, okay.
I made the pho.
Yeah.
And I made beautiful summer spring rolls.
Yeah.
Well, there were summer rolls. Which were like spring rolls that we'd have in a Chinese, but they were really healthy. So they were just folded in the rice pancake and all crispy veg and rolled up. And then I made my own dip, little chili, sweet chili dipping thing.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
It was yum. And I'd like to thank Diane and Robbie, there at, I completely forgot the name of the thing. It's so bad because I should have researched this. I'll mention them next week. But it's Diane and Robbie, and it's catering studio, I think, or cookery studio. It's at Cookery Studio, and they're in Battlesmere in Faversham. Highly recommend their courses. Diane is an ex head teacher. But she's not bossy. She just knows how to relay what she's doing. And we all sat down and had wine and ate our things.
Well, that's a good touch.
Yes. And we had also duck breast, very nice, seared with Vietnamese. So where did you go in Vietnam?
I've travelled a lot of Vietnam. Hanoi was crazy, a really crazy, busy city. Lots going on there. And then we've done a big trek in the north of Vietnam. I think it's called Mount Fansipan, which is like the highest part in
Mount
Asia.
Fansipan.
Fansipan, yeah. Not Fancy Pants, Fansipan.
I'm loving that name.
Yeah.
Fansipan.
I probably got that wrong, but I think that's what it was called.
Let's start a Twitter handle, Mount Fansipan. Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it, if you Mount Fansipan? Where are we going with this?
I'm not too sure. I'm trying to backtrack.
Yeah, let's put the Prosecco away quick before we get into trouble. Because when Neil and I went out, listener, what I did, because it was Friday night, I invited a few of my girlfriends along, and they sort of gradually arrived one by one and flanked him, you know, in this restaurant. And you took it very well, I thought.
I think so, but I've probably had a few Proseccos myself by that point.
But you were expecting a business meeting, but it did turn into a bit of a frolic, didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's an upgrade, certainly on a business meeting.
So you'd recommend Vietnam?
Absolutely, definitely.
So and not well a fat person, not a fat person in sight. Their diet is one,
no,
of,
probably
one
not.
Of the healthiest. Yeah.
Yeah. Very active people as well, I think.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, in what way?
Seems to be just a lot happening, just a lot of bustle, a lot of kind of sports going on. I think
what
just,
sports? Just, bit of javelin?
Just everywhere on the streets, people just playing different sports and doing different things.
Oh, really interesting.
Yeah.
And were they nice, hospitable people?
Yeah.
Be careful what
definitely.
You say.
Yeah, I can't say no, can I? We got taken out on different tours by people who've really had a crazy story of obviously been in the Vietnam War and that sort of thing. So it took us to some fascinating sites and had some very interesting stories to tell. So that you, that's kind of a priceless experience.
Exactly. Well, my new husband, his book is at Frontier Funds.
Yeah.
It's out on the 27th of February, and his website is www.frontierfunds.org. Now, he went to Vietnam, and it's one of the emerging markets. You know, it's going to rocket. So probably the time to go is now rather than in 5 years' time when it becomes quite commercial and it rockets.
Yeah, definitely.
How long ago did you go?
1 or 2 years ago now. It was probably maybe about 8 years ago.
Mm. And did you backpack or did you stay in swanky hotels?
I did backpack, yeah. Probably it's much, a lot more fun if you backpacking there, probably not quite as good for swanky hotels, but it's good for rough and ready adventure.
I'm not sure if I'm the backpacking type anymore.
I don't think there was any Prosecco to be had in Vietnam.
Was there rice wine or something?
There was rice wine, yeah. It's
what
a slightly
it like?
Different taste to Prosecco, I'd
really?
Say.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, not... maybe. But their fruit is lovely, because when I was at the cookery studio with Diane and Robbie, we made a beautiful Vietnamese salad, and it had papaya in it and, you know, stuff and mango. And but as well with the sweet and sour sort of influence with what are those things called? I've forgotten what they're called. Little things that you fry. I can't remember. But it had a sweet and sour influence. So there was spring onions in it and... what are those things that you put in when you stir fry? Those white things. Somebody will tweet me in.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But I'll leave it to someone to send the tweet.
As you're a sort of get it out the packet boy for your pancakes, you're not the last person to know.
Yeah, you've got the wrong guest in the studio to be asking that one.
So before we're going to play a little tune and we're going to read out some stuff, some events. But of course, do tweet in your events. What are you up to at the moment in Canterbury? Were you busy last year?
Yeah, last year we were very busy, and this year has started even busier. I think we're probably as busy now than we've ever been. So we started off doing as a general kind of web development company, and then it was about a year ago we changed the name to Rethink E-commerce. And
I
now,
like the name.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's very good.
And now I specialise in just e-commerce because there's a lot of it's like a chef. You can't specialise in everything, so we specialise in e-commerce, and that's what we know best. And very very busy over the last few months, and just I think over the last couple of weeks got a couple of new projects on as well, so there's always plenty of exciting work to be working on.
That sounds great. So later on, Neil's going to be talking, we're going to be talking to Jackie Vardy. They're at Meatex, M-E-A-T-E-X, one on the Twitter. We're going to be talking to Jackie about her business. And Neil is also going to be telling you a little bit about the Growth Vouchers program, which you can get government grants of up to £2,000 to help such things as, to give you strategic business advice. But they'll help you on things like marketing, attracting and keeping customers and making the most of digital technology. So Neil's going to run us past a little bit of that. I did try and get someone, but I looked at that website, the government, you know what the government website's like. Perhaps you could take them in hand. And I just looked at it, I thought, I haven't got time. It was about 6 o'clock and I was bored. Right. I had to go and cook roast chicken last night because the thresher's home, Shay, my son's home from uni. And he got home. I mean, we have a lot of food in our house. He got home.
I'm sure you do.
He said,
judging by the free samples that get sent in here.
Yeah, got a big box here from We Don't Know and a Valentine's card. Thank you. So he got home on Sunday night, he'd been out in Canterbury seeing all his mates. And then in the morning, I found him eating crisps. And while he was eating crisps, he was frying bacon and egg. And then he said, there's nothing to eat. And so I went out and he said...
It's a staple diet for a student, surely.
Yeah, crisps
and bacon and egg.
Exactly. So he said, there's no pork pies. So I said, no, because I'm seeing Ted Bassett Myers, PT, personal trainer. I'm not allowed to eat pork pies. Anyway, I rushed out and got him some pork pies and some scotch eggs and things like that, carbs. And he had his head in the fridge about midday. He's just done nothing but eat. Were you like that?
I probably was. I'm
and
sure
still
I was.
Are,
yeah,
probably.
Still am. Yeah,
still am. So we're going to be talking to Jackie Vardy at about 11:40, if Neil and I don't go off piste. I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors. That's Kent Dark Chocolate, Arcade Fisheries, Aylesford Farmers Market, Godmisham Game and Linton Chocolates, and the Proper Tea Company, the fabulous Peter Wiggins, you'll remember him. A lot of sponsors, so sorry if I'm trailing on, but we love them and we need them. And so I think what we should do is perhaps play a little song. I might ask you, would you mind just reading me a bit out on the Twitter? Can I make you work?
You can, yeah.
Have you got any...
Sure, make me pay my way.
Yeah, go on. Who have you got?
So I've got, in the events that are coming up, listed on the Twitter, we've got M Farmers Market, which is on this Sunday in Westmoreland. That's this Sunday, the 22nd of February. I think that's between 9:30 and 1:30. And at Joe Banks 15 has tweeted to say that...
Hello.
You need to follow the link to her shop. I think it's opening on the 27th of Feb.
I think she said you can buy up until the 27th of Feb.
Oh,
so
right.
Maybe she's got a little sale on. I'm not sure.
Oh,
but,
right.
But just
sorry.
Go
I
on
think
to her Twitter.
Yeah, that's your... You're struggling with the writing there.
You don't like my writing, do you, Neil? You were shocked.
I can make out about 50% of it. So that's probably not the best percentage. And then we've got the also mentioned on the Twitter, I think you've mentioned this already, you've got at Frontier Funds, his book is out on the 27th of February as well.
Yeah, let's mention it again, that's frontierfunds.org. Yeah.
Get a couple of plugs in for that one.
That's 10 countries, Neil, that he's travelled to, and these are the top 10 next emerging markets. They had Myanmar on there, which, as you know, used to be, what did it used to be called, Myanmar?
Oh dear.
Siam? No. What was Myanmar formerly known as? I can't even remember. Anyway, Siam, I think, wasn't it? Siamese cats. We'll have to Google what Myanmar used to be. Burma. Burmese cats.
Okay, yeah.
I always think of cats, you see. So he went to Myanmar, and that is the place he wants to live.
Okay, yeah.
So tell Paul Andrews, Paul, I'm moving to Myanmar. Sorry.
Well, I'm sure it's a bit nicer climate out there than
yeah.
Here.
And I could have a little front house and all that. He's worried. Yeah. Look, he's coming rushing in. No, there's nothing wrong, darling. As producers come in, just saying that I'm going to live in Myanmar. Do you want to come?
You're going to live in Myanmar.
Yeah.
Burma.
Yeah. Should we go? We do business bunker from Myanmar.
Oh, really? I've got to come with you.
Yeah, you can wear a little sarong. Oh, that's what they wear out there and go side saddle on a scooter.
That's really kind of you.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
What are you eating?
Carrot.
He's a good boy. He's eating. Is it a Riverford organic one? It's not.
That's one from the Hagen's Farm Shop.
Very good. Mm. Producer Paul there, eating a carrot. Back to some sensible. So Neil and I, the next place to visit is Myanmar. Who else is on there, Neil?
Well, we've got a Twitter, somebody called at CrepinMyFace.
CrepinMyFace. That's Melanie and
it
Cyril.
It doesn't sound as bad when you say it in that accent.
CrepinMyFace.
Cyril and Melanie. I think they specialise in pancakes, is that right? The catering company that specialises in pancakes?
They do, and they were going to come in this morning, but can you imagine? They're just chock-a-block cooking pancakes. We're going to be speaking to Seth Seth Proctor from The Intolerant Wife. He's got a restaurant down in Broadstairs, and he's flipping pancakes all day. But he also runs an online shop, so check that out, at Intolerant Wife. We're going to speak to him in about 5 minutes. We're going to play a little song, and then Neil will tell you more events later on in the show. But for now, this is for Neil and I, because we feel like a woman.
Let's go, girls.
Get on my leg.
feel like a woman.
Whoa, what a fade out there. And that was, of course, Feel Like Woman, Shania Twain, and Neil and I were bouncing about in the studio. And we have, of course, the fabulous, if you haven't been to Broadstairs and met Seth Proctor at the Intolerant Wife restaurant, then you're missing out. Get down there immediately. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, and how are you, George?
I'm very well. I'm missing your pancakes. I know that you're going crazy today, which is why you couldn't be here.
I'm flipping.
What is your... of course, you are a restaurant that specialises in people with intolerances. So what are you making your pancakes out of, may I ask?
Gluten-free flour.
Fabulous. And what's going down? Is it savoury or sweet?
Both.
Okay, so I like a little bacon one for my breakfast. Love a bacon pancake.
Yep, that's not a problem. Or pulled pork.
Ooh, pulled pork.
Pulled pork pancake.
Yeah. Just to say it. Pulled pork pancake.
Pulled pork pancake.
Sounds
hickory
good.
Hickory sauce.
What's that one?
Pulled pork pancake with hickory sauce.
Hickory. I was a bit worried then. I thought you were going to say licorice sauce. It worried me.
But it can have licorice if it want. But weird flavour combo there, but never mind.
So it's half term as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so you've got lots of kiddiewinkles in as well and their parents?
Not at the moment. It's
they're still in bed.
I think it's a little bit too early for the children. They're probably, you know, still in bed, having been up until about midnight.
And are you open 7 days a week? Would you have a day off?
No, 7 days a week. Next week it's back to normal hours of 8 o'clock in the morning through to 6 o'clock of an evening, 7 days a week.
Wow. So, how long have you been established there?
About 20 months. 20 months, yep.
Okay, and does Mrs. Intolerant Wife help out?
Not really. I send her out to work, you see, so okay. I just stay here and have fun cooking pancakes and just basically having a time.
Well, when this allergy law came in before Christmas, you must have just sailed through that, of course.
I just didn't even blink.
Yeah, exactly. For you, it was just normal.
Well, yes and no. I mean, that as always with these things, you've now got a whole tick in the box exercise and you've got to label everything and sort of I'm just there saying, well, it is what it is. But in all seriousness, for other cafe owners and restaurant owners and shops and what have you, it really is difficult because more often than not, they've got no idea what the ingredients are.
Here,
because I know every ingredient and I have an ethos of food for everyone, so if somebody comes in, I can cater accordingly. So if you came in with a citrus allergy, not a problem. I will take something from the menu and I make sure that it's citrus-free, as an example.
So the one that struck me when I was reading the list of ingredients was lupin. Does any lupin slip into your food? What is lupin?
It's one of those... That's a good question. You should have warned me about that one.
You can tweet me, Seth.
Sorry?
You can tweet me later on.
I'll tweet you. I'll fill you in later.
Yeah.
Lupin is one of those rare seeds and beans that, you know, does creep into food additives. But, this is the but, if you have the basic raw ingredients, it's not there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you go to a butcher and you ask him for a sausage, he will make you a sausage without meat. If you go to any superstore, you know, high street store, they will have sausages that are 50% water, 25% wheat, and, there might be some meat in it as well.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So you best to buy from people you know.
Exactly.
I've just been telling Neil off, our e-commerce expert, because he makes pancakes out of a packet, Seth.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know.
I mean, all you've got to do is get a bit of flour. If necessary, you can just have some water, egg or an egg substitute, and you've got yourself a pancake.
I think maybe I can try that. I'm not sure if I'm quite brave enough to try making pulled pork pancakes yet, but I can probably at least try that.
All you've got to do is go to a friendly butcher and ask for a nice bit of a pork belly.
Yeah.
Stick it in the oven on a low heat for about 12, 14 hours, and then you've got your pulled pork.
There you are, Neil. See, Neil's going to do it. He's nodding.
Right. I'll have to do that now. I feel I've got to.
Seth, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Now, you have an online sales facility. Can you first of all shout out your website for us?
Quite easy. pdq.at/shop.
Say it again.
pdq.
Yeah.
.at.
Yeah.
/shop.
What does the PDQ stand for?
Pretty darn quick.
Love that. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, basically, I was very fortunate to sort of, when I was looking at domain names, I mean, the full domain name of the business, as you would expect, is theintolerantwife.uk.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you are on a radio station and you have to give your website address, theintolerantwife.uk, people get lost after the. So if you just say it's www.pdq.at, it's not simple. AT is Austria, just in case you're wondering.
Austrian?
Right.
You say pdq.at /table, if you want to book a table, /shop, if you want to go to the shop.
Okay. Right, give us your experience of online sales.
It's been patchy, but it's growing steadily all the time. As I'm sure Neil would agree with me, it's no good just having a shop and say, hey, everybody, there's a shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you need is you need the background to it of building up a solid marketing portfolio so people get to know you, your brand, and therefore think, I went to that place, he had some stuff in the shop which was retail. Does he have an online shop? Or, better still, in the social media age, build up a good social media network, and then when you have got a special offer or something, it's easy just to put a mass communication on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever the flipper thing is this week, and everybody knows about it.
Seth, sorry, Neil, just one thing. What are you selling online?
Everything.
What? Cakes?
You can buy, would you believe, visitors' permits. So if you're coming into Broadstairs and you want to park and you're staying for a week at a local guest house and you want to have, we've got some various zones in the town where you can go online, buy yourself a parking permit. So therefore, when you come here, it's cheaper parking.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So you've got that. If you want to buy a celebration cake, you can go ahead and order a cake accordingly.
We do.
Exactly. You've got teas. You've got, what else is there? I'm adding to it all the time, you see. If you want gluten-free products, we've got gluten-free bread on there, and it just adds on and adds on.
Okay, so before I hand you over to Neil, I want to ask one thing. So if I order a celebration cake and I live in Whitstable, how do you get it to me?
You've got two choices.
Yeah.
One, you come to me.
Yeah.
Or B, I come to you.
Okay. So you deliver personally?
Yep.
Fabulous.
Well, not me personally, but somebody in the business will come along and say, hello, here we are.
Okay. Neil, over to you two guys.
Well, I think Seth's absolutely right when he says it's not just about the shop. It's about any e-commerce business is about building ongoing relationships with clients.
Exactly.
Because if you just sell something once to somebody, then you're always going to be struggling to make a profitable business out of that. So it's about seeing how to make a long-term relationship with a customer,
exactly,
and get them buying from you in the long term. And
yeah,
as you say, social media is just obviously one of the best tools in being able to do that. And the most effective retailers are the ones that really kind of know their customers and use the data of what they bought before and what they're likely to buy again, and really kind of think more into it rather than just kind of just sending out one lot of just communication to all of them. So it's about segmenting and communicating with different groups and really thinking about your marketing and building relationships with customers.
Exactly. And I mean, my experience over the last 12 months is I sort of learned quite quickly when it came to table reservations. It's one thing,
yeah,
for a customer just to ring, pick up the phone or just come in and say, I'd like to book a table, and
yeah,
and just leave it at that. But you're losing the opportunity.
Yeah,
so that's why,
absolutely.
So that's why you've got the online table booking system, because then all that information is in there, you know, name, address, telephone,
yeah,
number, email. And exactly the same thing happens with the shop. You get all that detail, and then you can easily do a communication. You can do it mass, as you just mentioned, but obviously tailor it, because if you know somebody is a vegan, they have,
yeah,
bought a vegan cake from you, well, they're not necessarily be wanting to know your latest special offer about pulled pork pancakes.
No. Even though they do sound good.
Even though they sound good. But if you were to say, you can come and have a vegan pancake, an egg-free pancake, I'm going to go there. A special offer on a vegan celebration cake, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the monthly second Friday of the month vegan night, oh, I'm going to go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with e-commerce, if you've got your online table reservations and your e-commerce, you can combine the two to maximum effect.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's all about, in any sort of retailer, it's about trying to get customer details where you can. So
yeah,
in restaurants, you've got the perfect way where people need to book online. And so it's about using that data and
yeah,
obviously people are opting in. But then once they do that, and they have bought from you before, so they want to start a relationship with
yeah,
you as a retailer.
I guess I'm kind of lucky because I'm not your normal retailer or your normal
yeah,
restaurant. People are wanting to come to me because of the niche market that I'm in.
Yeah.
Catering for those with and without food intolerance and allergies. So they're wanting to know information. So
yeah,
and I built up that personal relationship, because one of the critical stumbling blocks to e-commerce is that so many big businesses sell that data for zillions of pounds, and next thing you know, you're getting double glazing window people picking up the phone or whatever, and that's the last thing you need. So
that's definitely unethical for them to do that, but yeah, I'm sure that does go on. But it's got to be, obviously, make it clear on any small retailer's website that they don't sell that information, and
yeah,
yeah, it's obviously any ethical retailer shouldn't be doing that, but I'm sure it does
it go
does
on happen. But that is the critical thing with e-commerce. If you are a small outlet, unfortunately the big boys with their big boots spoil the pitch. So you need to make it very clear, that personal relationship that you're wanting to build up, and if there is any information that a customer gives, you will respect them, and therefore they will respect you.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you have a quick question for Neil, or have you covered it there?
I think we've basically covered it.
You covered it around there.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting, and I shall bring Neil down. Neil and I will come on, we'll bring some Prosecco under our arm and come down, and you can make us some nice pancakes, and perhaps you could give
Excuse
Neil a lesson.
Did you say bring some what?
Prosecco.
Jules doesn't leave the house without it.
Excuse me, you don't need to. We're fully licensed.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll come down very quickly, and maybe you could get Neil behind the counter and give him a little lesson in tossing
a
pancake.
Why don't you come down for afternoon tea?
Well, that would be lovely.
That sounds brilliant.
The finger sandwiches.
Yes.
That sounds great.
We're coming.
You know, sort of our own baked cakes, sparkling wine.
We're there.
Okay, I'll see you, in about 3 hours?
Yeah, after the show. I've got to do Business Bunker, don't forget, but then we'll drop down.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I mean, let somebody else do Business Bunker, for goodness sakes.
There is no one else on earth that would ever volunteer to work with Paul Andrews. May I just... you're in the High Street, aren't you? What number?
30.
Thanks very much, Seth. You've been a gem, and we'll speak to you soon. That's Seth Proctor.
Yeah, my pleasure. All the best now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Fantastic Seth Proctor there. What a star. Before I play a little tune, we've had a question for you, Neil. Put you on the spot, ask our expert.
Yeah.
What issue? This is from Alex Waterton, who is a Microsoft trainer over there in Medway. And he says, what issues do websites, I need my glasses, do websites have with security when doing e-commerce on a budget by themselves? Good question. Do you want me to play a song while you think about it, or do you know now?
Well, yeah, I can answer now. I think every these days it's fairly easy to get you need an SSL certificate so that you've got a secure site, which are available from, it's easier getting it from the same company that you host it with. And then there's a lot of different kind of payment systems, so there are ways of doing it so that you have less security considerations if maybe you want to handle payment on a different site rather than handle it directly on your site. So there's ways of making it a bit easier, but you also obviously have lots of security, like we were just talking about with Seth, there are lots of security considerations about keeping customers' data secure. Because that's obviously very important if you're going to run an ethical business. But yeah, I think there's a lot of kind of options now about, and it's much simpler now to make the site secure and handle payments securely.
I hope that answers your question, Alex. And we've had another tweet from Kentin Crepe, the lovely Melanie and Cyril. Bonjour. And they say they're pancakes for special festivals, slow-cooked pork or lamb with homemade gravy and mint mayhem sauce from Twisted Seven Sauces and produced in Kent. So that sounds really, really good. We're going to play a little song. We do need to crack on because we're going to get Jackie from Metex, Jackie Vardy, on the blower. So we're going to play a little bit of Proclaimers for Neil Havenden. What do you think?
Great.
Could you walk 500 miles round Vietnam? Could you?
I could try.
With your backpack? With your backpack?
Maybe not quite 500 with a backpack.
With a spring roll. I'm the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more if I'd be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna
the man who's coming home.
And that was the Proclaimers, and Neil Gang reliving his little trip there to Vietnam with his backpack. We have now on the blower Jackie Vardy, who's come in from a company called MeetX1 on the Twitter, at Meet, MeetX1. Do follow them. They're based in Brighton, Seaford. And Jackie, good morning.
Hi, Jules.
Hi, lovely to have you on the phone. And I know that you know Neil. And tell us your a little bit about you.
Well, MeetX Trading is a company that we set up a couple of years ago. My husband, my father and I, we all have about 40 years experience in the meat trade industry. And we were looking at ways to develop for the future. And we looked at doing a web-based company where we could link up basically larger companies and smaller companies that might not necessarily work together. So if they've got excess stock, perhaps they could sell it onwards. And we thought if we could advertise it on a website,
yeah,
and obviously it would give people a chance to be able to actually come on and purchase those products, and they can see photographs obviously on our website and, you know, see what they're obviously able to purchase in the future and anything, and obviously advertise themselves more importantly. It's just really a way of linking up, you know, people that might not necessarily have businesses together previously. And we thought, where can we, what can we do to develop this? And obviously social media is such at the forefront of things with Twitter and you know, and everything like that. So we thought this is a way future for us, you know, to develop our business.
And you were talking to me earlier before the show about how people might have excess stock. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of big, large companies obviously have to produce a certain amount of foods, and sometimes they're left sat on stock. And so we've thought this would be an ideal opportunity for those companies to advertise on our website free of charge so that other companies can come on board and actually purchase that stock and keep that moving around the system rather than having to actually sit on that stock and not making money out of it. So we hoped this would benefit both parties.
And what kind of meat is it?
We do all sorts. We, you know, lamb, pork. If you actually, if people go onto our website, they'll actually be able to see pictures and everything that we sell on
okay.
there.
Okay. Give us a shout for your website.
Our website is meetx.co.uk.
And it's spelt like meat. Now, I've got Neil in the studio. And did you want to ask Neil a question? Or Neil, do you want to ask Jackie anything?
Well, yeah. we to reveal to the listeners that we actually work with MeetX, so we did build the MeetX website.
Aha!
Yeah, they've produced all that for us. We went to Neil and loved his work and loved what the company was all about at Rethink. And sort of between us, we've sort of come up with the website and everything. So,
and how was the whole?
It's been a great experience.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was it sort of painful, or did Neil talk you through?
No, he's been great. He's been brilliant. He's been with us all the way, holding our hand. It's been fantastic. No, we've been
good.
Really lucky.
Glad
it's worked out really well.
So, Neil, what was your sort of spec for this?
Well, it was so. Obviously, it's quite a different area to go into because it's about we started off doing it more as a portal for people to log in who are in the meat industry, and it's since we've worked on it, we've adjusted a few things, and that's kind of the key with e-commerce is to, it's not just about building the website and then it's job done. It's about working with the client, and when you're into an area, every kind of project is different, and you've got to learn from the feedback and change it. And yeah, now we've got quite a few different people in the meat industry that go on, and yeah, it's going quite well.
And Jackie, do you sort of have to go to Neil every now and then with ongoing stuff, or does it just run itself? Or
No, we communicate obviously with each other all the time, because it's important to keep things up to date and keep things fresh and flowing. Yeah. As you know, things change, especially in the food industry. Mm. It's a very rapidly changing business, so you need to be on top of things all the time, definitely.
So I was going to ask Neil, while I've got Jackie on the line, Neil, if you had a tip for a food and drink person that wants to do e-commerce, what would your tip be? See if Jackie agrees.
I think the key is definitely to think about it a bit more creatively. It's not just about, if you're doing an e-commerce business, about just listing all your products online and hoping for the best. I mean, every especially in food and drink, every kind of company's different, but it's about thinking about how to, because what you want to do is build the ongoing relationship. So it's about coming up with the product that will keep people coming back to you, rather than just kind of listing all your products. And it's about building the brand that people will know and respect and come back to, because it's not, you don't just want to be the person that lists the product at the lowest price. It's about being a trusted name in that area and really building the relationships with customers in a creative way to make sure that you have something which is the right product for them to be buying regularly.
Mm. Jackie, how do you get your meat when people order it? How do you get it to the customer?
We use companies that will trade directly, delivery companies that will take the products to the people, or arrange for people to do that themselves. You know, whichever way we can help people through the business is what we will do for them.
Okay, and obviously Christmas and Easter and things like that, you get this sort of bulk buying maybe?
Yeah, really busy times. But obviously post those times as well, that's when people might be stuck with surplus stock, and that's where we can come in and really help them.
Okay.
You know, those down times as well, people are still looking for stock and still need to promote their businesses at the end of the day.
So who are you targeting to come onto your website and supplying meat?
We're targeting all different types of people, whether it be small businesses, restaurants that need stock, anybody that we can help, basically, is what we saw. There's a lot of meat companies that have websites, but there was nothing like this. We thought we could link the people and provide a platform for people to sort of work together with. So, and be able to sort of get in contact.
So you're working with sort of farmers as well, and small holdings that slaughter the meat as well?
I mean, yeah, we work with lots of big companies and, people that actually manufacture and all sorts, retail, manufacturer, the farmers, everybody.
Anyone kind of involved in the meat industry.
Exactly, that's right. That's exactly the way forward. You just thought this give us everybody an opportunity to be sort of linked in.
Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, Jackie, we're running out of time. We'll have to get you on again, I think, in a month with Neil again and carry on this conversation. But just before you go, what pancakes, savoury or sweet?
Oh, definitely sweet.
Okay, and you're having it, what, with lemon and sugar? Or
I do. Children like chocolate, but I definitely like the good old-fashioned way.
We'll speak to you very soon, and we'll definitely tweet.
Take care.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's a fabulous Jackie Vardy there from Meatex One. Now, Neil, just going on to that, these grants that are available, what do you know about those?
Yeah, there's the government scheme at the moment called Growth Vouchers, which I think has got quite a bit of publicity recently. It's I think there's some television adverts out for them as well, mm-hmm. where it's up to £2,000 that grants for small businesses to help them grow their business by taking advice in a number of different areas.
And are you able to, if someone comes to you and wants to set up an e-commerce, are you able to sort of work with them on this growth voucher?
It's funny you should ask, actually, Jules, that we are indeed approved as growth vouchers advisors. So there was an application process to do that, and they had to check a few things. But yeah, we're delighted that we are now approved to be able to accept growth vouchers. So that means that for anyone who's interested in doing e-commerce, they might be a grant available to help them with the cost of doing that.
Okay, so contact you to find out more.
Yeah, if
shout out your website for me.
Well, our website is rethinkecommerce.co.uk. That's Rethink E-commerce is all one word. But if they want to drop an email to info@rethinkecommerce.co.uk, and I can, we'll reply with a link for them to look at with all the information about the different the grants there.
What about a phone number?
The phone number to get us on is 0845 6806 483. Shall I read that again?
Yes, read it nicely.
Because unless they had their pen in their hand right
at
that moment.
Get your pen ready, listener.
Yeah. That's 0845 6806 483.
And what about this event that you're doing? I hear you're doing an event for people that are involved in e-commerce or might want to get involved.
We are indeed. So we've done the first one last Friday, which was an event for anyone involved who wants any help or is involved in e-commerce at all. And it was just an event that we do in, we're based in a building office called Fruitworks in central Canterbury, and we do it there. We've done one last Friday at 4 o'clock, and we just got a few beers and some wine, and we talk about e-commerce. And so anyone who's got some questions, we'll be doing one. The next one is actually Friday the 13th of March, and we haven't selected a topic yet, but I think it will be something to do with social media and how to use social media if you're in e-commerce.
Maybe listeners can tweet in a topic. Yep. I must just say hello to Rupert Connolly, and Nuan is listening now, apparently, to Scoff and Quaff. So good morning, Nuan, a new listener. And hello to Nurse Liz Gilson, who's listening in Maryland. What about rounding up now? Restaurants in Canterbury and business in Canterbury, what are you doing with that? Anything up your sleeve?
Well, we're doing lots. Well, we've always been based in Canterbury. Mm. I've been in now, based in Fruitworks, which is run by
Paul Andrews,
Paul the tea boy at Channel Radio.
Yeah, that's right, my tea boy.
Yeah, which has been a fantastic place for us to work. If anyone's kind of working alone in Canterbury, I recommend that. I went there when it was. When the company was just me, and now we're up to three of us, and we're still based there, so it's been a really good place to work from. And I think Canterbury's got a great business scene, and we were just talking about the restaurants in Canterbury earlier, and I think there's some good restaurants there too, so I'm sure you know all about that.
I'm just my mouth is watering. Kentin Crepe is saying another one. They have, with I like bacon, she says, oui, avec mushroom, caramelized onions, and Ashmore cheeses of Kent. So, I mean, really going for the savoury pancakes.
Right,
sorry, I've
gone
off piece. But I've also had another tweet from Love Chilies, who said about Lupin, but I think I've lost it. And he's also asking who's on the show next week, because it's a standing joke that I never know. I actually do know. Let me just tell you. Next week, we have, that's show 80, we have Joe Banks, 15. We have Kate Gaskell, Liberation Nuts. Don't know much about them. We need to find out more. And Stevie Wood of Elm Court Farmers Market. So hello to you guys. Look forward to that. Lupin was, I think it's a sort of the peanut family.
Right.
So
never heard of it. So
no.
you learn something every
day. I thought
it
was a flower. It sounds like a flower, but it's Love Chilies. He says, at Love Chilies on Twitter, he said, it's not used much here, but the rules are Europe-wide. It's used a lot in Eastern Europe, and it's same family as the peanut.
Right, yeah.
So, have you got everything off your chest?
I think so,
I
yeah.
think you need to come back in March.
That would be great, yeah. We'd
and
definitely
we'll
like to do
Jackie
that.
We'll get Jackie on. We've got 5 minutes. I think we should do a little roundup. I wanted to read you something that I found as we were talking about mushrooms and bread. Did you have that magic mushroom one there?
I do. I do have a story about a magic mushroom here. Yeah. I'm not too sure what this is about, but it's called Mushroom That's Magic for Your Health. You won't find them at your local supermarket, but chaga mushrooms, which are mainly sold in their powdered form, are growing in popularity as an all-round superfood. Thought to be anti-aging, they are packed full of the enzyme superoxide dismutase, a potent antioxidant and DNA protector. The mushrooms are small, hard, and grow on decaying birch trees.
Nice.
Sound nice, yeah. They have long attracted the attention of the health and research industry as they are thought to be useful in fighting cancer and other diseases. The mushroom powder, which comes in capsules or as a form of tea, is available from most health food shops. And it's £25 for 90 tablets. Well, I'm not too sure if I'm...
Tablets?
Yeah, or tablets or powder form.
I'd rather have a real mushroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too sure I want to eat anything which is grown on decaying birch trees.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't really float my boat.
I think I'd rather just age, really, than have
that. Well, you are quite young. Any more on your events there?
Yep, I think...
My co-presenter of the day.
We've got a couple more events that I haven't read out yet. We've got one from... at Fat Carrot 2?
Yeah.
Was that,
At Fat Carrot 11.
Oh, at Fat Carrot 11.
That's my writing again.
Okay.
That's Jane Apps. She's lovely. She's a vegetarian, you know.
Right, okay. And they've got... What have they got going on Saturday? I can't work out from
my
writing.
My writing? Pass it over.
They've got it's something on this Saturday anyway, but Jules will tell you what exactly.
Next time I'll print it. If only my printer was working.
Cryptic.
If anybody wants to come and help with my printer, my computer is not seeing it anymore since I had a new... BT gave me a new, whatever it's called, router. Thursday at Shipbourne Farmers Market, 9:30 to 12:30. And Saturday she's at Wadhurst. Very easy to read, right, if you can read my writing. Who's after that, Fat Carrot?
Alcombe Valley Farmers Market.
Yeah. Hello to you.
That's on at the Village Hall in Alcombe, the first and third Thursday of every month.
Lovely.
And I think that's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sounds good. Anybody else?
Yeah, we've got... There's also an event for half term in Leeds Castle. The Leeds Castle Classified Concert.
I think they will find that's July.
Right, yep, that's 11th of July, that's right.
There might be a half term then.
Right, oh, okay. It does definitely say half term written on this paper.
That was a little prompt to say, isn't it a half term at the moment, Jules? I go, yes! Right,
yeah, okay.
Because all the parents are off this week, frazzled. I know, because I tried to phone quite a few pancake makers yesterday.
Right.
Beautifully read. When was the Leeds Castle Classical Concert? July?
Well, that's on 11th of July. And for more details on that, you can go to www.heritageeventoneword.co.uk.
You see, I think you found a new vocation in life. Should we go to Leeds Castle? It sounds nice, doesn't it?
It sounds good.
You've been listening to the fabulous Neil Haffenden of e-commerce, Rethink E-commerce. Shout your website again for me.
It's www.rethinkecommerce.co.uk.
I highly recommend meeting him for a little Prosecco, maybe some pulled pork, and to discuss your e-commerce. And these £2,000 grants, they're not going to be around forever. And this is why I wanted to tell you about it, listener, because apart from Nurse Liz Gilson, who's in America, you can make the most of a £2,000 grant, which for a small business is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big hello to Nuan Connolly, who's listening in. Kentin Crepe, sending us lovely pictures of Twisted Sisters. Thanks to our sponsors as ever, Kent Dark Chocolate, Arcade Fisheries, Aylesford Farmers Market, Godmersham Game, Linton Chocolates, The Proper Tea Company, fabulous Peter Wiggins, from Jackie Vardy over there in Brighton, from Neil Haffenden and myself, Jules. Have I forgotten anyone?
I think that's a lot. Oh, Seth, did you mention Seth?
Seth Proctor, of course, Intolerant Wife in Broad says, from us, goodbye, we love you, and tune in next week at 11 a.m. for the Scoff and Quaff show. Maybe Neil will come in and read me some more events, if only I can print them.
Yep.
Join us next Tuesday. Coming up next, 1 o'clock, it's the Business Bunker with the fabulous Paul Andrews, who will be making tea and frolicking generally. Goodbye.
Channelradio.co.uk.
We'll get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Second Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.